مدني life of the last prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم مدني life of the last prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani channel, if we summarize the rights of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which Qazi Iyaz Maliki rahmatullahi ta'ala has described, so there are 8 basic rights, and the rest of the rights are listed under those 8 rights. The 4 that were presented in the last episode were faith in the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to obey the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today, we're going to present the next 4 rights, that is, the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, reading durood, meaning salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and visiting his luminous grave. But first of all, let's listen to the excellence of reading durood paak upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The final Prophet of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, as long as a Muslim keeps reciting salat, meaning durood upon me, angels keep sending mercies upon him. Now it is up to the person whether he recites more salawat or less. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Continuing on, reviewing the rights of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the 5th right of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the honor of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is also the right of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that an ummati should remember him abundantly and always keep the honor and reverence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in view at the time of remembrance. It is mentioned in Sirat Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the one who speaks ill of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and finds fault in him is a disbeliever, and the one who has doubt in his disbelief and punishment is also a disbeliever. Hence, such a person has no association with Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaims in the Holy Quran about the honor and reverence of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Translation from Kanzul Iman: we have indeed sent you, O beloved, as a present eyewitness, i.e. Hazir and Nazir, and a conveyor of glad tidings and a warner, in order that, O people, you may believe in Allah and his messenger, and honor and revere the messenger, i.e. the beloved Prophet Muhammad, and you should glorify Allah morning and evening. From this verse, my dear viewers of Madani channel, we learn that the honor and reverence of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is tremendously required, and in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is extremely important, because here Allah Almighty has placed the honor and reverence of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam before his glorification. About the success of those who honor the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam after embracing faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proclaims, فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِهِ وَعَزَّرُوهُ وَنَصَرُوهُ وَاتَّبَعُوا النُّورَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ مَعَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Translation from Kanzul Iman: so those who believe in him and honor him and give him assistance and follow the light, i.e. the Quran, which was sent down with him, it is they who became successful. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there are many meanings of the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We are going to present some of them. But here, the beautiful point is that Allah Almighty gave the order of honor. Hence, It is the holy companions who taught us to honor the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam while acting upon the order of the Lord Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, the greatness of the honor of the holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by the holy Quran was that when they would remember their master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they would shiver and weep and would become completely humble. To what a great extent the holy companions of the holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would remain blessed with the passion of respect and honor in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, while mentioning the seerah of the holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with the attendees of his gathering, says, when he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would speak, the companions in the blessed gathering would bow their heads, become silent, and remain sitting calmly in such a manner as if birds are sitting on their heads. The holy companions would respect and honor the holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam so much that when Sayyidina Urwa ibn Mas'ud Saqafi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who had not embraced Islam yet and had gone to the battlefield of Hudaybiyah as a representative of the disbelievers of Makkah, when he came back from there, he publicly said in the crowd of the disbelievers, "O my nation, I have been to the courts of the Roman Emperor Caesar, the Persian Emperor, and the Abyssinian King Najashi, but I swear by the Lord Azza wa Jal, I have not seen the courtiers of any king revering their king as much as the holy companions of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam revere him," meaning respect him. My dear viewers of Madani channel, raising the voice in the court of the holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is also against the honor. Allah Almighty Himself describes the manner of the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hence, in verse number 2 of chapter Al-Hujurat, it is proclaimed, translation from Kanzul Iman, "O believers, do not raise your voices higher than the voice of this conveyor of the unseen, i.e. the beloved Prophet Muhammad, and nor speak aloud in his august court, just like you speak aloud to one another amongst yourselves, in case your deeds go to waste whilst you are unaware." In this verse too, Allah Almighty has taught Muslims two great manners regarding His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. "O believers, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam speaks to you, and when you say something in his court, it is compulsory for you not to let your voice be louder than his. Rather, whatever you want to say it softly in a low voice." Similarly, when we are present before Mawajah in Masjid al-Nabawi, so while reciting the Holy Quran, Salat and invocation, we should keep our voices low. The second manner is that you should fully consider respect in calling the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and should not call the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam just like you call one another with names. Rather, say what you want with respectful, honorable, and reverent words and titles. For example, you should say, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ya Nabiyallah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." Otherwise, because of disrespect, there's a likelihood of destruction of good deeds and you will not even be aware of it. My dear viewers of Madani channel, just like the respect and the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was compulsory, was mandatory in his apparent worldly life, similarly, his respect and honor is compulsory even after the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has veiled from this dunya. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be remembered, his hadith or sunnah would be stated, or an incident of the seerah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would be related, or the Ahle Bayt of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were discussed, or Ahle Bayt or the Holy Companions were remembered, the pious predecessors would sit so respectfully as if the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself is sitting in the gathering. Qazi Abul Fazl states in Shifa Sharif, "The condition of the respect and honor of our pious predecessors was that once Khalifa Mansur Abu Jafar was present in Masjid al-Nabawi and he had a discussion with Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala about a matter. Imam Malik rahmatullahi ta'ala said to Khalifa Mansur, 'O Amir al-Mu'mineen, do not raise your voice in this masjid, because Allah Almighty has proclaimed in the Holy Quran, La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawtin nabi, i.e. do not raise your voices higher than the voice of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is also from the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, that Everything which is associated with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam should be honored and revered, and they should not be dishonored at all. The Holy Companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, would consider the respect and honor of the Holy Personality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam the essence of their faith. Even they would consider it compulsory for themselves to honor and revere everything which was associated with the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Tabaeen and other pious predecessors would also respect and honor his relics to a great extent. Some sacred and blessed hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was stitched in the cap of Sayyidina Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala. In a battle, his cap fell off his head. He launched such a tremendous attack that many warriors were martyred. His soldiers did not like such an extreme attack only for a cap. Hearing the people accusing, he said, "I did not launch the attack for the cap. Rather, the reason was that this cap of mine contains the blessed hair of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I feared that I might become deprived of their blessings and they might reach the hands of the disbelievers. Therefore, I risked my life and did not stop until I picked up the cap." When the delegation of Banu Hanifa arrived in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Sayyad radiyallahu ta'ala was also present in that delegation. He said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, please give me a piece of your clothing. I will comfort my heart through it." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam accepted his request and gave him a piece of his clothes. His grandson, Muhammad ibn Jabir, states, "My father would say, we had that sacred piece for many years and we would wash it and give the water to sick people for healing." Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us extreme love and honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and the relics and things which are associated to the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by virtue of the Holy Companions Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Ameen bijahin nabiyin ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, the sixth right of the Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم is the praise of the Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. Allama Abdul Mustafa Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, "This is also the right of the Holy Prophet صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم upon every ummati, fulfilling which is compulsory for the ummah that they should always keep publicizing the praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and constantly relate his virtues and brilliance openly." Remembering the virtues and the beauties of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the holy practice of the Lord Azza wa Jal and all prophets and messengers alayhi musallatu wassalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Holy Quran as a bouquet of the beautiful flowers of the praise of his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Through the Holy Quran, the verses of the sacred naat and attributes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam are shining like the galaxy of stars keep spreading its light in the sky. It is mentioned in the sacred heavenly book of the previous prophets too, that every prophet and messenger would praise the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and would keep publicizing his virtues, beauties, his excellence and brilliance and his reverence. The Holy Companions alayhim ridwan also kept on illuminating their hearts with the light of the naad of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. From the time of the Holy Companions to this day, the fortunate admirers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam have gathered quite a big treasure of naats in poetry and prose. Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Rawaha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Qab ibn Zuhair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, etc., being the poets of the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, presented such examples of naat that to this day, even great, brilliant poets listen to them and remain greatly amused. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, till Judgment Day, the praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam will constantly be publicized in poetry and prose with the same splendor. रहेगा यूं ही उनका चर्चा रहेगा, रहेगा यूं ही उनका चर्चा रहेगा, पड़े खाक हो जाएं जल जाने वाले। माय डियर व्यूअर्स ऑफ मदनी चैनल, द सेवंथ राइट ऑफ द होली प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम इज रिसाइटिंग दुरूद सलात अपॉन द होली प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम, रिसाइटिंग सलात अपॉन द होली प्रॉफिट सल्लल्लाहु तआला अलैहि वसल्लम विद एक्सट्रीम डिवोशन is also amongst the right of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave the order of reciting salat in many ahadith and also stated this excellence for the reciters. Allama Sahabi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gathered salawat and the ahadith based on their excellences in his famous book Al-Qawl al-Badi, and many other glorious books have been written. For example, Abi Kausar, Abdul Salawat ala Sayyid al-Sahdar, ذاريات الوصول إلى جانب الرسول, etc. It is necessary for every Muslim to frequently recite salat, meaning durood, upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Indeed, Allah and His angels send blessings upon the conveyor of the unseen news, i.e. Prophet. O believers, you too send blessings and abundant salutations upon him. This verse is a clear praise of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in which it is stated that Allah Almighty sends mercy upon His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and angels also make the supplication of mercy for him. O Muslim, you should also send salat and salam upon him, that is, make the supplication of mercy and safety. This verse proves the extreme greatness and splendor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Listen to these three sayings of the pious saints in this regard. Hafiz Muhammad Abdul Rahman Sahabi states, the verse of salat is madani, meaning the ayah is madani, and its purpose is that Allah Almighty is telling His bondsmen the dignity and status of His beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, which He has in the heavenly world, i.e. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam amongst His close angels, and these angels send salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Then He, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ordered the world, that is the people of the earth, to send salat and salam upon him, so that the praise of the lower world and the heavenly world would gather upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imam Sahal ibn Muhammad rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the honor which Allah Almighty granted to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam through the verse إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي is greater than the honor which Allah Almighty granted to Sayyidina Adam ala nabiyyina alayhi salatu wassalam by ordering the angels to prostrate before Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Because the participation of Allah Almighty in the prostration with the angels is not possible, whereas Allah Almighty Himself has given the news regarding Himself sending salat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And then He gave the news about the angels. Hence, the honor which is granted by Allah Almighty is greater than the honor which is attained only from angels. Allama Ahmad Sawi rahmatullahi ta'ala states that this verse contains the major evidence of the fact that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the place of the descent of mercies and is unconditionally superior to all the creation. My dear viewers of Madani channel, how fortunate it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself gives the order of sending salat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. This is the religious environment of Dawat-e-Islami, which abounds with the blessings of salat and salam. Before every speech, dars and naz, an excellence of salat is stated so that the Islamic brothers and sisters would benefit from the excellences of reciting salat and salam upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For blessings, let's mention the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam about salat, meaning about durood. Sayyidina Abu Talha Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that once the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came and happiness was evidence on his sacred blessed face. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said, Your Lord Azza wa Jal proclaims, Are you not pleased that whoever in your ummah sends salat upon you, I will send 10 mercies upon him. And whoever in your ummah sends salam upon you, I will send salam upon him 10 times. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has presented the gift of salat and salam in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam with great devotion and love and in form of couplets. Let's recite some of his words as well.
Mustafa jaane rahmat pe laakhon salaam shamae bazme hidayat pe laakhon salaam sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam kaabe ke badro duja tum pe karono duro sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shafi'i roze jaza tum pe karoon durood shafi'i roze jaza tum pe sallallahu
ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to fulfill the right of the beloved prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In other words, to keep reciting salat and salam upon him, and by virtue of the beloved prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, safeguard us from the loss of bounties. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Father Inshallah, the eighth rite of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is about visiting his blessed and luminous grave. Visiting the sacred shrine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is sunnah mu'akkada, nearly wajib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the Holy Quran, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ يَظَّلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. Translation from Kanzun Iman, and if when they, i.e. people, do injustice to their own souls by committing sins, they should then present themselves in your august court, O beloved, and then seek forgiveness from Allah, and the Messenger intercedes for them. They would therefore definitely find Allah the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. And though the proclamation in this part of the verse is regarding a particular incident, however, the order it contains is general, and the Muslim till Judgment Day have been told the way to seek intercession by arriving in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, if they, i.e. people, do injustice to their own souls by committing sins, they should then present themselves in your august court, O beloved, because this is the court of the Lord. The pleasure of this court is the pleasure of the Lord, and being present in this court is to be present in the court of the Lord Azza wa Jal. They should come here, and in addition to seeking forgiveness for their sins, they should also request intercession in the court of the whole beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam intercedes for them, the rains of mercy and forgiveness of Allah Almighty will begin to shower upon them. And after arriving in this pure court, they themselves will be purified of sins. Firstly, presence in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, istighfar, meaning seeking forgiveness. And thirdly, supplication for forgiveness. This order is not restricted only to the apparent worldly life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rather, visiting the sacred shrine is certainly a visit right to the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, scholars have clearly explained that the blessing of the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has not been cut off because of his veiling. Hence, the sinners who arrive near the luminous grave and seek forgiveness from the Lord Azza wa Jal there. And since the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam keeps seeking forgiveness for his ummah in his luminous grave, hence for the sinner, all three conditions are present. Therefore, inshallah Azza wa Jal, he will certainly be forgiven. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatul rahman states, bondsmen have been ordered to arrive in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and perform repentance and seek forgiveness. Allah Almighty hears everywhere. His knowledge, His hearing, and His watching are equal everywhere. But He gave the order saying, if you want to repent to me, arrive in the court of my beloved sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In addition to the above mentioned verse, many ahadith about visiting the luminous shrine have also been narrated. We're going to present three ahadith here. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, "Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati," the one who visited my grave, it guarantees him my intercession. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, "Man hajjal bayta wa lam yazurni faqad jafani," meaning the one who performed the hajj of the house of Allah Almighty and did not visit me, did injustice to me. In another hadith, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who visited me after my veiling, meaning after my passing, it is as if he visited me in my life. And the one who passed away in either of Haram and Sharifain will be resurrected on Judgment Day in the group of those who will be granted peace. Remember that the practice of arriving in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in his apparent life and visiting his shrine after his apparent passing and seeking the forgiveness of sins has continued since the time of the Holy Companions alayhim uridwan. The practice of visiting the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was not only in his apparent life, rather even after his blessed passing, this practice of entreating continued, and even today it is being practiced by entire ummah. Hence, after the apparent passing of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a Bedouin arrived at the sacred shrine and put the dust of the luminous shrine on his head and said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we heard what you sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, and what was revealed upon you also contains this verse, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِوَّلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ," that is, "And if when they," i.e. people, "do injustice to their own souls by committing sins, and indeed I have done injustice to my own soul, and I have arrived in your court to seek forgiveness of my sins from Allah Almighty, so please ask the Lord Azza wa Jal to forgive my sins." Upon this, it was heard from inside the blessed grave, "You have been forgiven." While hinting at the same incident, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has composed many couplets. Hence, He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated in Hadai ke Bakshish, "Mujrim bulaye aaye hain, jao ka hai gawa, phir rad ho kab ye shaan, kareemon ke dar ki hai." Mujrim bulaye aaye hain, jao ka hai gawa, phir rad ho kab ye shaan, kareemon ke dar ki hai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to fulfill the rights of His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam by the medium of His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and bless us with a respectful visit to Medina. Ameen. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we discussed the four rights of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the previous episodes, and four rights in today's episode. Remember, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam does not only have these eight rights. Rather, there are many rights, but the purpose of presenting these eight is that there are basic rights and the rest of the rights are listed under these eight rights. If all the rights of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam were to be discussed in detail, indeed this program of ours will not be enough. Even if we fulfill all the rights of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam while looking at his favors and benevolence, we cannot pay the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam back for his favors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincere slavery of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and enable us to become his sincere and practicing ummah. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyin ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madani life of the last prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madani life of the last prophet.